It's called Preface to a 20-Volume Bedtime Prayer for My Daughter Zawadi. My daughter is on her knees, impish fingers cupped to cherub's lips, corn-rowed head bowed in reverence. She uses this moment of prayer as a detour, a religious ruse to avoid the sleep she must have if I am to sleep. In the crib across from her, the 18th month old with my name mimics her gestures, becomes the amen corner, speaking in tongues like Ernest Angley, digging the utility of this ritual and the cunning of his sister's actions. Like any good Baptist, she measures her testimony, builds it in sections like Aretha singing Precious Lord in front of Reverend Cleveland's choir. Thank you, God, for the hair we comb, for the eyes we see with, for the ears we hear with, for the mouth we talk with. She is sing-songing her prayer, swinging the lines like Strayhorn is scoring the piece. Her brother is off his knees, accompanying her invocation with squeals and clapping hands, dancing wild as David, repeating his sister's line in a transitional language I have yet to decipher. I, earthly daddy, father of flesh and blood, paternal heathen, who sees her and mommy off to church on Sunday mornings without tinge of guilt or fear, I interrupt her minutia of thanks, tell her to get to the big stuff. You know, bless mommy, bless my brothers, etc. She tells me that that's the other part and continues, God bless the lips we sing with, the breath we breathe with, the legs we run with. She and her brother will not go gently into this temporary night. She resists all efforts to halt her cynical act of devotion, powered by Sunday school ceremony and three-year-old energy. God bless the dolls we play with, the food we eat with, the man in the picture with me, Barney and friends. Downstairs on the mantle is a picture of her at 7 months being wooed by Amiri Baraka. His lips pursed, his words softened to entreat, tender as the description of his own daughter peeking into her closed hands. In the photo, he has captured Zawadi's eyes, left her amazed like the rest of us by his eloquent rhetoric. I tell her the poet's name, remind her again to conclude this filibustering invocation that now includes literary figures and PBS characters. 5 more minutes, I say, resting my head on her pillow, lulled by her litany and a full day's work. When I awake, she and her brother are asleep, like storefront parishioners from a Wednesday night prayer meeting. They have exalted to exhaustion. Tucking her in, I notice my daughter's hands still clasped beneath her face as if in prayer. I kiss her, and now imagine that in the sleep she hoped to avoid, she is calling out my name for a blessing.
Kenny Carroll.